Play Brawl. This is the Sports Pod for Monday, November 22nd. Sports Talk on Demand through podcast technology. I'm Curtis, talking to you at 11:30 a.m. San Francisco time, and I want to hear from you. Text and voice emails go to Curtis at thesportspod.com. You can also call in voicemails to 603-649-7771. Contribute to the show. I want to hear from you. Well, well, well. Welcome to the new era in the National Brawlers Association.
Reacted heavily, and Wallace just threw a towel at our test. And our test wasn't doing anything. And it looks like this is settling down. What? Somebody just threw something at our test. And our test is going into the crowd.
Ooh.
Our test is going out to the fans.
Ooh.
Our test is beating on the fans. And now Steven Jackson is into the crowd. Oh my God, there's a full-scale riot. Oh my God, Harvard Hills. There's a full-scale riot. Oh my God, get me out of here. Get me out of here.
This is Jim Gray reporting for ESPN. Bring him back to the studio, please.
Oh, John Saunders, man.
He went after the wrong guy.
Those fans are
here. You have a paying customer minding his own business, and the next thing you know, he has an enraged Ron Artest punching him in the head while he's minding his own business in the seat that he paid for. You think that guy has much of a payday coming? I mean, you could just see the guy. Damn. Ron Artest is pissed. Whoa, he's coming into the stands. This should be good. Oh, crap, I think he's coming for me.
It's classic.
You could see the expression on his face change from, whoa, this is going to be good. Oh, my God, he's coming for me. Bottom line.
Yeah, this is exactly my sentiment. Fucking disgusting. And let me just go ahead and play my reaction in the moment. You know, there's a lot of fuck, shit. Can't believe this. Oh my God. But hey, man, it's authentic. Let me go ahead and play it. Wow, I am watching. I just saw the fight between. It happened about 10 minutes ago. The fight between Detroit and Indiana. And wow, I've never seen anything like this in the NBA. It's fucking disgusting. What happened is Ron Artest fouled Ben Wallace somewhat hard, not that hard, but a little bit hard. And Wallace came after, and it was at the end of the game, so it was not a good foul. Whoa, fuck, the fans are just coming from behind, and then Wallace pushed Artest, got in his face, pushed him down. Artest was on the ground, and it looked like it was over. And then a fan threw a bottle at Artest, and Artest just fucking lost it and went into the crowd. And he got the guy.
I think look at it from a security standpoint, all qualification here. You can just see there is not enough security within this whole scenario here that's going to prevent this fallout. And, you know, you hate to see it. There you see a fan throwing punches, and that's, again, another fan throwing punches. You know,
text and voice emails go to Curtis at thesportspod.com. And you can also call in voicemails. Especially, I want to hear from people and their take on these suspensions. Are the suspensions too high, too harsh, or too low, and too soft? I haven't heard many people say they were too low. I've heard a lot of people say they were too harsh. So what do you think? Give me a call. 603-649-7771. That's 603-649-7771. There's a 3-minute limit on that voicemail. So, you know, just a heads up there so you don't get cut off in the middle of the sentence. That's going to do it. I'm Curtis, and I'm ready.
Do you believe in miracles?